Radio. Happy. Boing. Yep.
you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And I'm going to be with you on air until 9 p.m. tonight. And starting off the program tonight was Ministry with a classic track called Every Day's Halloween. And this is a remix called The Dirt Mix. And this is on a release called The Lost Mixes that I think came out in 2020. A lot of old versions that are released on this. Two different versions, another one called Dirt Dub, and then you can check out some of the earlier kind of synth electro releases from Ministry's early career, where they're kind of known as like a synth band prior to their departure into more of a noisy industrial project. And Every Day is Halloween, definitely one of their most popular tracks, and I thought it would be obviously fitting for the weekend since I don't have a Halloween show next week, so I want to fit in a few kind of spooky Halloween-type tracks on this episode of Canada Post Rock. So like I said, I'm going to be with you on air until 9 p.m. tonight. Up next, we're going to hear some very kind of spooky, haunting music that I thought would fit the bill for this evening. And we're going to hear from an album that I played a few times, and that's the group called Current 93, and they follow a similar trajectory to the Ministry early sounds that were a different kind of sound, I guess, to the early releases. Current 93 are kind of known for their very kind of apocalyptic neo-folk type music, but a lot of their early releases were very heavy, noisy, industrial focused. And we're going to hear a second album from them called Dog's Blood Rising. Very haunting, very industrial sounding stuff. Probably one of the spookiest, eerie sounding albums that I know of. And I encourage you to take a listen of this album, maybe turn the lights off and make it very dim, and it would be very kind of a spooky experience. So we're going to hear a track called Ryau no Terasu, and this is off the 1984 album called Dog's Blood Rising. And I think we'll just play this track and then get back to you. It's kind of a long form track, around 13 minutes, so we'll just hear this and then get back to you. So for this Halloween weekend, this is something from Current 93 of the 1984 album called Dog's Blood Rising.
There are my hands and there are my eyes climbing high, high hills. Impotent
Jesus. Jesus. Vancouver Friends for Life Society and the Metropolitan Hotel Vancouver are happy to host their third Divas at Diva presents Bougie Bingo for Life, a celebration of the 30 years of service that VFFLS has provided to the West End community. It's $30 for 6 games of bingo, with each prize bougier than the last. Join us on Monday, October 30th at 7 p.m. at Diva at the Met in the Metropolitan Hotel Vancouver. For more information, check out Diva at the Met and Vancouver Friends for Life on Instagram. And to buy tickets, search Bougie Bingo for Life on eventbrite.ca.
For your oral listening pleasure, please join me, Marguerite, Sundays at 9 a.m. for Classical Chaos, classical music from around the world, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. We'll see you then.
And welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock, and we're bringing you some very creepy, unsettling Halloween music for this evening. And what you just heard was something from the 1984 album from Current 93 called Dog's Blood Rising, and you heard the track called Riao no Terasu. And the album is a little bit more religion-focused than I remembered, but there's not a whole lot of tracks on this. I think there's about five tracks on this, kind of long form pieces, but definitely check out some of the early music of Current 93 if you want to check out some kind of haunting experimental music like that. And kind of after that, they moved into a real kind of neo-folk kind of territory. So we'll keep going with some more creepy, unsettling music, and we're going to hear something from an artist that I played a few months ago, and that's Diamanda Galles. And I played something from a release that came out in, I think, 2022 called Broken Gargoyles. But if you're not familiar, the music of Diamanda Galles is very kind of operatic, but with a lot of elements of kind of jazz and kind of haunting industrial type music. And it's very, very unsettling, comparable to that Current 93 album that you heard. So I thought it would be a very good Halloween fit. And we're going to hear something from the sweeping discography that she has that spans way back from 1979. We're going to hear something from the second album, something called The Litanies of Satan. We'll hear the track called, I do believe it's called The Litanies of Satan, but there's other versions where the track names are flipped and the other track side is called Wild Women with Steak Knives. But anyways, this was, I think, reissued in 2020. But definitely check out the music of Diamanda Galles if you like this kind of eerie, unsettling music. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this track is called The Litanies of Satan.
Yeah. le plus savante et le plus beau des anges. Tu trahis par le sort et privé de louanges. Oh Satan, prends pitié de ma longue misère. Oh prince de l'exil, à qui l'on a fait tort, et qui vaincu toujours te redresse plus forte. Oh Satan, prends pitié de ma longue misère. Toi qui sais tout, roi des choses terrennes, guérisseur et familière des angoisses humaines. Oh Satan, prends pitié de ma longue misère. Toi qui, même au loutre, au pari à maudit, enseigné pour l'amour à le goût du paradis. Oh Satan, prends pitié de ma longue misère. Oh Satan, prends pitié de ma longue misère. Oh Satan, prends pitié de ma longue misère. Oh Satan, prends pitié de ma longue misère.
Yeah. Listen, radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And what you just heard was some very spooky, unsettling Halloween music from Diamanda Galles. That was a track from the 1982 album called Litanies of Satan. And I do believe that track was called Wild Women with Steak Knives, although it could be the Litanies of Satan track as well. There is a bit of confusion if you go to some of the CD releases. Some of the track titles are listed opposite of what they are on the vinyl, or the CD releases, I should say. But anyways, that was some very creepy, unsettling music, and I thought it would be very good for this Halloween evening. And like I said, I'll be on air until 9 p.m. tonight, and we're going to keep going with a little bit more Halloween music, and we're going to hear something from John Carpenter and a release from 2015 called Lost Themes. And this is a issue that came out, or an album that came out through Sacred Bones Records. And this is a, I think, releases that he had done with the Halloween score. And I think he collaborated with his son, Cody Carpenter, as well as Daniel Davies. But yeah, he has put out a few Halloween scores on Sacred Bones Records, so it's really cool just putting out some of those releases on such a great label. We're going to hear a track called Abyss, and then after that we'll hear something maybe not so spooky, but a little bit kind of a haunting sound from the second album from Chelsea Wolfe called Apocalypsis. We'll hear the track called Demons, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more right here from Halloween, or the John Carpenter 2015 album called Lost Themes. This track is called Abyss.
Thank you. Are you tired of Big Brother bookstores trying to sell you some billionaire's favorite book or Heather's top picks? Then you should check out Vancouver Books. Vancouver Books is a new online family-run bookstore. A portion of their profits go to First Nations reconciliation and environmental projects in British Columbia. They provide their customers with the most interesting books in fine arts, signed first editions, First Nations photography, fine ancient books, occult, and so much more. They also provide carbon-free delivery to anywhere in the Vancouver area. So go to www.vancouverbooks.ca to check out Vancouver Books today. That's www.vancouverbooks.ca.
Ever wanted to play a game that asks deep, urgent questions and isn't afraid to be straightforward? Introducing Stamp, an anti-travel game, made with support from Analgesic Productions and UBC. Stamped follows the journeys of six young, queer, and racialized travelers whose paths intersect across Asian urban landscapes. It features 3 to 4 hours of playtime through three game modes: poetic interactive fiction, visual novel banter, and point-and-click travel stories. Adapted from a novel of nearly the same name, travelers are faced with ethical decisions concerning the shifts in power that can come with international travel and dwelling within histories of war, genocide, and colonial occupation. Stamped, an anti-travel game, will be released on Steam and Itch.io on November 1st.
We have our heading.
Here we go!
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was something from the 2013 album from Chelsea Wolfe called Apocalypsis. And I do believe that's her second release. And actually, that came out in 2011. 2013 is when I discovered it. Prior to that was something from John Carpenter with the track called Abyss off the 2015 album called Lost Themes that came out on Sacred Bones Records. And I do believe this is kind of a variations of tracks originally intended for the Halloween movies that he directed and scored. And definitely check out some more releases from John Carpenter on Sacred Bones Records. And like I said, you tuned into Canada Post Rock, and I got about half an hour left on the program. The first little bit was kind of some spooky Halloween type music, but we're going to shift into just some more kind of experimental territory, and we're going to hear something from Constellation Records, a new release from a Montreal artist named Marcus Floats. The album is called Fourth Album, and we're going to hear the track off of it. What did I have queued up? Oh, sorry, we're going to hear from a project called Offworld, and then we're going to hear from Marcus Floats. But from Offworld, we're going to hear a track called Impulse Controller off the album called Three. And this is a release that will be out on Constellation Records in November, but this track you can check out. And once again, that's the work of Offworld, who is a new release out on Constellation Records. If you just head to offworld.bandcamp.com, you can find out more right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This track is called Impulse Controller.
We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Do you love being caffeinated? And do you hate that greedy, soulless international conglomerates are succeeding in the cutthroat world of coffee? Sounds like local coffee roasters Trek Coffee is for you. Trek Coffee is 100% indigenous and military veteran owned and operated. Let's keep small businesses thriving. Stop by Sunshine Convenience on 4th, the Super Value on Commercial, or grocery checkout in the Nest to pick up some Trek Coffee today.
Whoa, hold on. Where are you taking all those cacti?
I need to put them near the radio.
How come?
They love to hear Everly's nature-based music on Dead Succulent Haunt every Thursday at 5 p.m. on CITR 101.9.
Oh, Dead Succulent Haunt? Where your plants can grow and you can mourn those you've lost?
Come on, plants, let's grow.
Welcome back. That was something from the Constellation record label. That was a couple artists. Most recently, you heard Marcus Floats with Death Part 2 off the 4th album. And I do believe that's the second release has had on that label. And the other releases, I think, were put out independently or on other labels. And you can check this out at marcusfloats.bandcamp.com. And he's based out of Montreal. Prior to that, you heard something from Offworld with a track called Impulse Controller off the forthcoming release, simply called 3, that comes out in November. And you heard the track, I guess it's the only single that you can hear right now, something called Impulse Controller. And you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. And we're going to keep going with some more Canadian music. We'll hear something from Backwash with a track called Vibanda off the album called His Happiness Shall Come First, Even Though We Are Suffering. And I think I played another track off this back in 2022. Really great release. And if you're not familiar, Backwash is based out of Montreal. Check it out at backxwash.bandcamp.com. And then we'll see what we get to after that. And perhaps I'll fit in a couple more tracks. But anyways, we'll see what we can fit in. We're here on CITR 101.9 FM. This track is called Vibanda.
Nothing left. I should gather all my demons. I feel blessed for no reason. I feel blessed. Lord, forgive. could be young or so innocent. You think love is so imminent. Once that you close, the end, you suffer the most. The butter, the toast, the tears, from the hunger, the growth, a punch in the throat, the second that you happen to cope. So when my touched me, man, I didn't believe it. I still keep it a secret, bleak, cause I heaved at the ceiling. Last words to my granny, didn't mean it. I see, wishing she treated me how I need to be treated. So maybe I meet her in heaven and speak of these feelings. Though my descent will be hellish, I was six in the carriage. Find a steed for the hellion, hyperspeed as it bellows. Fuck the need for the help, cause it's what I did to myself. Put the bow in the casket, dig a ball in the blackness. Figaro, the trumpets and himbellos, the sycamores.
Ma hum nunga kisto ko ak odi aska mi wi odi aska mi wi odi aska mi wi akwi Titi kita mukan kazaldami odana kuksa onso wida onda wamba naki odana kini si Tali kasi on kisi tali peka on madim miwi dim madim miwi dim hota hina namka ko anakwika kto dana mazipskui odana temakwa nyonti dana sa tagwanga sek skoanda muda skoanda muda da ndi alsigante kuk mini osa
back. That was Alanis Abomson with Odana off the Bush Lady release, and that one was out on Constellation Records. Before that was Backwash with a track called Vibanda, and that's from the His Happiness Shall Come First, Even Though We Are Suffering. And thanks for tuning in this week to Canada Post Rock. I'll be back next week with some more music, and I'm going to leave you tonight with something from Thrill Jockey Records, a Thrill Jockey artist. Their latest release is out on Subtext Records. That's an empty set, and we're going to hear a track called Cinder off the Ash release that was just released. And keep it locked on CHR for more great programming. This is a track called Cinder.
Six and I send you fighting.